Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A West Hollywood travel influencer is facing murder charges for a crash that killed an 83-year-old woman as he lies in the hospital, reportedly in a coma.
Yeah, another weird, shocking twist in this story.
It's November 18th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll also tell you about the strange case of a woman from Maui missing in L.A.
She's trusting, she's loving, she's kind, but that comes from, you know, where we come from.
And someone here in Southern California has died from those E. coli carrots.
If you bought the organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms with a sell-by date of November 12th, don't eat them.
Yeah, please don't. It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The travel influencer in the crash that killed an 83-year-old woman, high-speed crash in West Hollywood back in October, is now charged with murder. And as we found that out, we learned that Garrett Bruno is in the hospital with severe injuries of his own, in very bad shape. Emily Valdez is covering this for us. And Emily, there's so many elements to this story. So let's start at the beginning. What happened in this crash on October 10th?
So, yeah, there was a lot to unpack here. It happened on Fountain Avenue. 83-year-old Esther Abueb and her husband Joe were in a car, and reportedly, Garrett was driving his vehicle that slammed into theirs. Their vehicle went into a parking garage. She ended up dying at the hospital. Her husband, Joe, seriously injured. And there's pictures, too, showing Garrett Bruno being handcuffed to a gurney and taken away.
This thing was such a high-speed crash. He was coming up Spaulding Avenue at Fountain that the Abueb's car flew through the gate of a parking garage, and then Bruno's car continued with its momentum into the building. So that's how fast this was. Yeah. Okay, so fast forward a few days. The Daily Mail publishes video that shows what?
It shows him sniffing a white powder out on the sidewalk, broad daylight streets of West Hollywood. And after they published that article, he went on his Instagram page and posted what supposedly was a prescription for his powdered ketamine and the name of the pharmacy. Well, we reached out to that pharmacy and they said they don't prescribe, not only do they not prescribe powdered ketamine, they don't prescribe anything that could be crushed up to make a powdered form.
And we should stop here and say we've reached out to Garrett Bruno's attorney on multiple occasions as we reported this story, and we have not gotten any comment from him. We asked particularly about the ketamine situation because, as you said, the clinic that he purports to have gotten the ketamine from says not only would it never prescribe powder, but also it looks like the document he posted had other ingredients covered up to suggest that it was only the powder that he was given. And that wasn't just one of the ingredients in what they would have given. And now we learn, as investigators waited and waited for the toxicology results as they prepared to file charges in this case, something terrible happened to Garrett Bruno.
Yeah, another weird, shocking twist in this story. So we still don't know what the original toxicology test revealed from the original crash. What we learned, sheriff officials tell us they went Friday, investigators, to arrest Garrett Bruno with a arrest warrant for murder and reckless driving for that crash. They found out then that he's in the hospital, seriously injured. Now, the Daily Mail is reporting 15 days after the deadly crash with Esther Abuab, Garrett was in a scooter crash and he wasn't wearing a helmet and he's in the hospital in a coma.
Yeah, we haven't confirmed his condition, but we do know, according to law enforcement sources, that they believe he is in very bad shape. Again, murder charges coming down today. You know, nothing will really proceed while he's in the hospital and, you know, not able to be arraigned.
Right. When he is released, his bail will be set at more than $2 million. But he's got a lot of recovery to do before he could be actually taken into custody, into a jail facility, if he has some really serious injuries from the scooter crash.
And you've covered a lot of cases over the years, Emily. It is interesting and pretty rare for a traffic collision to result in murder charges, because we have a vehicular homicide statute that is gross negligence is kind of the trigger for that. Murder, you got to prove intent. There's a possibility a murder charge can be triggered by a prior DUI conviction, but we don't know if that is the case here or not. In any case, not too common for a traffic crime to result in murder charges.
We have no idea. They are not revealing their deck of cards. They're not revealing their hand right now, what they have. But apparently they have enough to where they believe they can get him on. This is murder 187. These are some serious charges.
Emily Valdez, thank you. Now to another, a very strange story. A woman missing from Maui who was last seen going back and forth between LAX and the Grove last weekend. Her family saying she disappeared under what they call suspicious circumstances. Hana Kobayashi returned to LAX a week ago today, but didn't get on a flight there. Her phone last pinged at the airport, but they have not found it. Lori Pigeon says her niece might have been taken advantage of.
People need to know is that Hawaiian people, it's called the Ohana spirit. We don't meet strangers. We believe everyone is kind. She's trusting. She's loving. She's kind. But that comes from, you know, where we come from.
She says they have new video of her with somebody in an unsafe situation near the Pico Metro station. That is where the family is focused on trying to find her.
If you have time to print flyers, if you have time to go around into stores and just say, have you seen this girl? Just because the city is really big. So if you can help, we would really, truly, truly appreciate you.
We've got pictures of Hana at knxnews.com. You can see the missing person flyer there as well. You probably heard about the big carrot recall, people getting sick all over the country. Today we learned somebody died here in L.A. County from eating some of those tainted carrots.
If you bought the organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms with a sell-by date of November 12th, don't eat them. I spoke with L.A. County Public Health Dr. Hema Alarcon about E. coli and the harm it can cause.
E. coli in general is a bacteria that is around our environment, in our intestines. A lot of this kind of bacteria is actually helpful and it doesn't harm us. This one in particular, unfortunately, can lead to severe disease. Similar to a variety of illnesses, if you are young and healthy, you tend to do better. Sometimes you might not even have any symptoms. And if you are older and you have any other medical conditions, are immunocompromised, your immune system is not working the way it used to, or you're currently under certain treatments, you might be more likely to develop severe disease, unfortunately.
Symptoms, which can last 5 to 7 days, include severe stomach cramps, vomiting, diarrhea. The person who died in LA County had medical problems and was over 65.
That's Karen Adams. We don't know what the source of the E. coli is yet, but there are ways it can get onto carrots and other vegetables.
E. coli lives in animals' intestines, including humans' intestines. And that can wash from an animal feedlot into perhaps surface water, and that surface water could be used to irrigate a field. And that's how, in some cases, E. coli contaminates produce.
That's Mitzi Baum with the nonprofit Stop Foodborne Illness. She says water testing is supposed to be done on farms to identify potential problems. She also says processing machines have to be sanitized regularly. She says she'd like to see the FDA do more to educate farmers on food safety to prevent these kinds of things. And that's the LA Local for this 18th of November, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. And we'll be back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.